Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and we've been looking at prophecy and discerning of spirits. So we're going to continue with discernment today. And good to see all of you all out there today. Thank you for being here. We're glad you're here. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to be in the house of the Lord. He was just singing, "I will build my life upon your foundation of love," right?
Amen.
Psalms 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain." They labor in vain. So we want to be doing it His way. That's what God says. That's what that's saying. To be in vain means you're doing it your own way. We can't do this our way. We have to do it His way. And the word vain literally means like a bubble that bursts. There it is. It's gone. So we don't want to do that, right? Sometimes we will suffer, not because of what we did, but because of what someone else has done. That's right. We catch it. Sometimes because of what someone else has done, maybe it was your father or your mother or your grandpa or somebody, what somebody else has done, it gets on you and it can affect you and your life. So this is what we have to understand. We got to know how to process that and let it go. Right? Because we're talking about something supernatural today. You know what it is? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is supernatural. You can't do it on your own. You cannot do it in your own strength. You need God's help to forgive someone. And it happens supernaturally. That's above. Super means above the natural. So forgiveness is a supernatural ability that God has given you. And here's the thing. If you don't exercise it, it can keep you from your destiny and all the fulfillment God has for you in this life. And we need to know how to exercise the supernatural power of forgiveness. And we're going to talk about it today. And that's discerning. We're going to have to discern. Sometimes God will withdraw His discernment and your discernment to get you to depend on Him. Did you hear what I just said? Sometimes God will withdraw discernment so you can't discern. And so the big problem continues until you start depending on Him. Did you hear what I just said? Because you can't do it in vain.
Amen.
See, when you're doing things in vain, you're up in a bubble.
Amen.
People can live in a bubble. Huh?
Yeah.
You live in a bubble. And you think life works this way. And you got it all figured out. You're not going to figure it out in that bubble. Huh? Because that's like a bubble that bursts. Right? Can't be done in vain. So we're going to
We're going to extrapolate and do this in the name of Jesus.
Right? See, that's something we really want to try to do. We want to teach the Bible. We do an exegesis. That's giving you what the author says of the Bible, the Holy Spirit. But you know what? If you're not careful, you can give an eisegesis. And an eisegesis is your opinion. You see that? And what you think the author is saying. And we don't want an eisegesis. We want an exegesis. Amen?
Amen.
And so that's what people are in a bubble. They're eisegesis. You see that? They think it says what they think it says. You know, I was just talking to somebody in my family. Well, it says in the Bible, what you do to others are, you know, and it was way off. I said, it doesn't say that in the Bible. Well, yes, it does. I said, no, it doesn't. This is somebody in my family. They're living their life on this. This is close, grew up family stuff. If you're watching, you know who I'm talking about. You know, I'm just helping you see this. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So you think, you know, we had somebody in the service earlier. Their parent. They still have this problem. But when you understand and you get the revelation of what God has for you, it changes things. Freedom! And that's what God wants you to be free. Because when you're free, you're free. And God can use you, liberate you. All right? So you can be you. Let's get the vision. Ooh, I got Tim back there. I see you, Tim. I see you. Yeah, give me the vision. And then we'll go right. No, we'll go to 1 Corinthians 10 or 12, 1 or 10, 12, 10. 1 Corinthians 12, 10. Okay. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. To another, the working of miracles. Hold still. You know what a miracle is? We had some miracles this morning. When people get saved. We had someone get saved, now they want to be baptized. They're going, well, they want to do it next week already. He said they don't want to put it off. See, when you know something happens, something happens. Aren't you? Isn't it nice to be among people in a place where miracles are taking place? There is no greater miracle than someone to confess Christ and get saved. No greater miracle than that right there. So let's look at this. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. So we're talking about discerning of spirits today. So, everybody say discernment. So that's what we want to grow in. Remember, I talked about last week, I talked about how Paul prayed for the church. He prayed in Philippians 1, 9, and 10. He said, I pray that your love would abound. That's the agape love. More and more in all knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent and that you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. See, offense is you've got unforgiveness in you. You see that? And when you have unforgiveness or an offense in you, you start to filter everything through that. And it will contaminate your feelings and your emotions. And so this is what we're going to talk about, forgiveness today. So it's very, very important to understand this. And we're going to go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 3 through 6. Look what he says. He says, take heed Talking about discernment now. We want to be aware of what's around us, aware of who we are, what's around me, who I'm talking to, who's giving me direction, who I'm really... Because you see, when you get into a proximity, listen to me, proximity is vulnerability. Did you hear that? Proximity is vulnerability. So when you get close to somebody, you're vulnerable. Did you hear that? When you get close to somebody, you become vulnerable. This is why we need to keep coming in the church and being around people in the church, because proximity is vulnerable, vulnerability. In other words, you get to know people when you get in close proximity. But close proximity, you catch things too. You see this? If you get in close proximity to people at work and maybe they caught the flu somewhere, they bring it in and you got it because you were in close proximity. That works the same way in the spiritual life. When you have a healthy view of who you are and who God is, when you get around you, you put out health and wholeness and healing and life. Am I making sense? And your children, because of proximity, can experience a life. And your spouse and the people you're connected to. When you say I do, that right there, you're saying I'm getting into a relationship with you, and I trust that the decisions you're going to make are going to affect my life for the rest of my life. Ooh. Amen. It's kind of different when you put it out that way, isn't it? When you get in close proximity with people, the decisions they make are going to affect you. This is why it's so important to be in a church. Because he says, let us not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, all the more as we see the day approaching. See, the enemy doesn't want you to be in here in close proximity. He wants to get you out and scattered. Because if you come in here and you really start to grow and mature and see who you are, you become a threat to him. That's why marriages are being attacked. Because they put a big stick in his spokes when you got a healthy marriage. Because you got paradise. You think Donita ever hurts me? Somebody's laughing. You think I ever hurt her? You paying attention? All the time. But guess what? We know how to process that. Immediately. Now. It goes away. You see that? When you understand, it keeps you free. When you don't understand, you carry all these wild ideas and you carry it around and you get in these moods and these resentful attitudes and you live in a bubble, a vain bubble, thinking you got life figured out. And you think that life works this way. And God's trying to get his revelation to you and unveil his life to you, and you're resisting it because you're in your bubble. You know what deception means? It means you're deceived. You know what it means? You don't even know you're deceived. When you're deceived, you don't even know. And you live in a bubble. A vain bubble, thinking you're going to figure this out. You can't figure it out. You got to get in the house of God and hear God's word over your life
And he'll call it out. And he'll help you with it through people. You stay away from God's house, it ain't coming out. That's why he says, unless the Lord builds the house, you labor in vain in that bubble of your own ideas and your own ways, and they never work. They never work for your fulfillment. Fulfillment is in his will. Is this too much? It's going to be all right. This is why we got to get this understanding. We need the Bible. More, there's a study out. More, this has never happened in history. More young men, more men in 2025, more men are reading the Bible than women. Hallelujah. First time in history. Never has this happened in history. But they don't know what they're reading. You can't just read the Bible. You got to get in a place where somebody's helping you to understand. Am I making sense? Amen. And that's what God wants. That's what the church is. Church is a place that God has established. That's why it's his institution. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Amen. You see, the church brings the truth over you. What's the truth? Nothing concealed. Unveiled reality. The church, the word of God in the church will unveil a reality in your life and show you this is how the way life works. And you can make a decision to get that revelation and put it in your life. And things change in your life, or you can neglect it and stay in your bubble. And you'll stay in your bubble and it will pop one day and it will be empty. Am I making sense? Does this make sense? I don't want to hang out on the bubble. But it's significant. Because when you talk about vain, the Bible's that word's all through the Bible. And that means you're trying to live life your way. See, this is why there's so many problems with mental illness today. People get online and they're always looking at what other people are saying, and they're getting all that inundated with all this information, and the Holy Spirit's not in it, and you just got all this information. You think you know, but you don't know. Well, I saw it online. I'm gonna tell you a thing. Everything online and everything in ChatGPT or whatever the GPT, you see that? That's not always the truth either. That has to have data put in it by man. And a lot of it goes in there through a bubble. Your own idea. God's ways are higher than our ways. Amen. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Am I making sense? And that's what God's looking for. And he sends his word to prosper you. And he's got an answer and a solution for everything you're going through. But he wants you dependent on him to get it. Amen? Let me get to this message. We got to get to this message. I want to get preaching when I see all you guys in here. Let's go to Luke's gospel. Look what he says. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Now give me the next one. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. They're saying, we're going to need more faith to be forgiven somebody this many times in a day. That's what they're saying.
We can't even, that don't even compute in our mind. We got to have more faith to handle this. But look at what we got today. They didn't even have Facebook and whatever book they got. TikTok and whatever talks they got going on out there. Are you paying attention? So now look. That's why it's even more faith that you hear me. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. See, this is why Jesus prayed for, remember we talked about last week? In Luke, he said Jesus prayed for Peter because the Bible says that Satan desired to sift Peter as wheat. And wheat represents a believer, someone who's producing fruit. Remember, the wheat and the tares will grow up together. We talked about that last week. But he says he desired to test you. You hear me? Sometimes he's going to desire to test you to see if you're the real thing. And you know what? God's going to let him to see where you stand. He says, after you've returned to me, strengthen your brethren. I pray that your faith does not fail. Strengthen your brethren. The Bible says love never fails. Remember? In Galatians 5:6, it says, love works through faith. Faith works through love. Our faith will work through God's agape love. And that anything that happens with God happens by faith. By faith. If faith's not in it, you're in the bubble. Can I use the bubble? I am going to use the bubble. Because it's vanity. Now listen. Give me verse 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry. Now this word mulberry is also the word sycamine tree. Because in the Middle East, the mulberry and the sycamine tree, the sycamine tree is really a form of a mulberry tree. And Jesus is talking about the sycamine mulberry tree in this portion of scripture. Are you paying attention? So now look what he says. So you can say to this mulberry sycamine tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So now, this word sycamine is in the Greek is S-U-K-A-M-I-N-O-S. Sukaminos. 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 I know that really helps, but that's how you say it. Sukaminos. Now watch. It's important because the sycamine tree was different. And this is what Jesus is talking about. Unforgiveness and resentment is just like the sycamine tree. We need to get it up out of our lives. The sycamine tree is important. They were to keep on forgiving that offending brother. But they didn't know how unless they had more faith. Now watch. Forgiving once is already a challenge for most people. But to forgive 7 times in one day almost sounds impossible. It was preposterous to the disciples. Increase our faith. You will have to increase our faith if we are going to do this 7 times in one day. Let me tell you something, folks. We are going to have to get good at forgiving in the day we're living in. Because there are wounds, traumas, things that have happened in our life, situations, circumstance. Get a hold of that. Circle. Stance. You stand in a circle and a bubble when you don't understand what I'm talking about today. It's so important to capture what Jesus is communicating here. Jesus began to teach his disciples about speaking to bitterness and unforgiveness. That's what he's talking about in this portion of Scripture. If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry sycamine tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Bitterness and unforgiveness are just like the sycamine tree, the mulberry tree. If you really want to be free of these attitudes, you can speak to this foul, menacing growth in your life and command it to be cast into the sea. This is talking about wounds. Ever heard of a trigger? Something triggers you, and you just, you got to get out of there. You run, fight or flight. You're done. That's what that is. That means you have a root of bitterness, a resentment in you that hasn't been dealt with. And that's what happens in a place like this. The truth comes out. See, truth, what it does, it exposes your deficits in your life. And people want to run because they don't want to face a certain problem. And they don't want to forgive a certain person. But I'm going to tell you something. If that's your case, you don't want to forgive, you cannot complete God's will and fulfill his will in a bubble trying to do it yourself. You can't. Can't do his will. Now watch. That's why he says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Amen? Now watch. Jesus used the sycamine tree to illustrate these destructive forces, resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, cynical, a jaded attitude. You ever get around people with jaded everything? They're just, the way they talk, you ever get around an older person, they've lived their life, you know, they're 70, 80, 90 years old, and they're negative. They have this real jaded view, and you really want them to come over to the house all the time. Don't you? I'm having fun. But it's really not anything to be laughing about. Because people don't want to be around people that live in this bubble like this. And think they got it all figured out. We got to be around people. In 1 Peter 22, 1:22, it says, purify your souls by obeying the truth in sincere love of the brethren, in the spirit, having a pure heart. You see, we need each other. It helps purify our heart and cleanses our soul. Because I have to deal with things when I'm around you. But if I'm not around you, if I'm not in close proximity to anything, I can just hang out in my muck. You see that? And what really has a hold of me? But when I'm set free,
only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.